I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Big upset to start day one at Wimbledon as seven-seeded Hubert Hurkacz loses in five sets to unseeded Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, while top-seed Novak Djokovic did drop the second set to Korean Sunwoo Kwon en route to a four-set win. Another big scare occurring as fifth-seed Carlos Alcaraz comes from being down two sets to one and in a fourth-set tiebreaker to knock off Jan-Lennard Struff in five sets. Others advancing to the second round include third-seed Casper Ruud, nine-seed Cameron Norrie, and three Americans, 20th-seed John Isner, 23rd-seeded Francis Tiafoe, and 30th-seed Tommy Paul. In the women's draw, two-seed Annette Kontaveit, third-seeded Ons Jabeur, and 10-seed Emma Raducanu roll into the second round in straight sets. ESPN reports that the Los Angeles Lakers are the only team that is actively trying to acquire Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving in a sign-and-trade deal. Brooklyn has been unwilling to give the 30-year-old a long-term contract extension, with Irving having till Wednesday to decide to exercise his $36.5 million player option for next season. Nine games on the Major League Baseball schedule with two divisional matchups featuring both teams with 500 better records as the Boston Red Sox open a three-game series at the Toronto Blue Jays, while the Cleveland Guardians host the Minnesota Twins in game one of a five-game set, including a doubleheader on Tuesday. Two games on the WNBA schedule as the Phoenix Mercury are home for the Indiana Fever, while the Las Vegas Aces are on the road to the Los Angeles Sparks. Jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner had a preliminary hearing earlier today in Moscow and will remain in custody for the duration of her trial, which is scheduled to begin on July 1st. Griner was arrested more than 4 months ago at the airport in Moscow and charged with cannabis possession and is facing 10 years in prison, although many believe Griner is being held by Russia in the hopes of swapping her for Russian prisoners held in the U.S. Another PGA Tour member has defected to the LIV Golf Invitational Series as 23-year-old Matthew Wolff will play in this week's LIV tournament in Oregon. Wolff turned pro in 2019 and immediately won the 3M Open, while also finishing fourth in the 2020 PGA Championship and second at the 2020 U.S. Open. Since then, Wolff has struggled, missing time to work on his mental health, and has missed the cut in seven of his last 12 tournaments and is currently ranked 74th in the official world golf rankings. The Sun says that Barcelona asked Manchester United for defender Harry Maguire as part of a swap deal for midfielder Frankie Dion, with Old Trafford turning down the request. Dion has been the subject of an intense negotiation between the two sides, as new Man U boss Erik ten Hag has identified the 25-year-old as his top target this summer. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.